with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump is putting the world on notice as he prepares a return to the Oval Office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a wide-ranging press conference, Trump said the U.S. needs control of Greenland and the Panama Canal for economic security. When asked, he refused to rule out the use of military force.
I'm not going to commit to that now. It might be that you'll have to do something.
The president-elect also doubled down on his suggestion that Canada merge with the U.S.
Canada and the United States, that would really be something.
And he wants to rename the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf of America, what a beautiful name.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
National Weather Service meteorologist Peter Mullinax predicts frosty weather for the next few days for much of the country.
It's quite cold, obviously, from the in wake of the big winter storm that left over a foot of snow from parts of Kansas all the way to the mid-Atlantic coast almost. And as we go through the next few days, we're still going to be seeing those colder than normal temperatures.
The National Weather Service said the wind chill temperature was 16 at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport early Tuesday. A low pressure system is then expected to form as soon as tomorrow, bringing snow to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. Firefighters scramble to corral a fast-moving wildfire in the Los Angeles hillsides dotted with celebrity homes as a potentially life-threatening destructive windstorm hit Southern California on Tuesday, fanning the Pacific Palisades blaze seen for miles while roads were clogged with cars as residents tried to flee. Forecasters warn the worst may be yet to come, with the windstorm predicted to last for days, producing isolated gusts that could top 100 miles an hour. This is SRN News. A religious freedom lawsuit is revived in New York.
The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has overruled a lower court judge who had dismissed the action by a group of pro-life organizations. They argue that a New York employment law bars them from hiring only pro-lifers to work in their operations. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the plaintiffs and is cheering the appeals court decision, saying, quote, "Our nation has a long, respected history of allowing rights to religious organizations to associate with like-minded believers." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hollywood again put transgenderism front and center at the Golden Globe Awards over the weekend. Emilia Perez, a film about a male drug lord who begins living as a woman, won Best Film, Comedy, or Musical, elevating its chances at the Oscars in March. The leading role is played by Spanish actor Carla Sofia Gascon, a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. President Biden signed a bill that transfers the land that includes the old RFK Stadium from the federal government to city control.
Giving the District of Columbia control of the land for the next 99 years allows for the decaying husk of the old stadium to be torn down and the site redeveloped for any number of things. One of the possibilities is a football stadium and surrounding entertainment options at the Washington Commanders' former home. Owners Josh Harris, Mitch Rales, and Mark Ein, and Mayor Muriel Bowser stood behind President Biden at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office when he signed the D.C. Robert F. Kennedy Memorial Stadium Campus Revitalization Act. There's been speculation that the team may return to the city under the new agreement. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Biden administration asked a federal appeals court to block a plea agreement for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants in the September 11th attacks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.